This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, the show where we train. That's right. You are warriors in training. Whether you know it or not, I know you like it or you wouldn't be here. You're not masochists. You aren't forced to be here. Nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody's twisting your arm. Nobody's making you be here. You choose to be here. You're here because one of two reasons. One, you know what you want and you want to be around like-minded people. Or two, you like what you hear because it bolsters you. It makes you stronger. You feel yourself getting stronger when you hear what I have to say. I'm not talking about me as some sort of sage or savant that tells you, oh, you know, I'm the only person who can tell you this. No, there are many people who can bolster you, but you choose to be here with me, and you could be with others, and they're out there. There are other people who are good at this, but something about me you like, and I like you too, and I'm glad you're here. I love training. I love training with people, and I love training people. Because as the saying goes, steel sharpens steel. And we are talking about courage today. The courage for you, when you, in November of 2016, punched that button, that little thing, or pulled the lever, whatever metaphor you need, that said, I want to change, I want Donald Trump, and I don't care what you think. Now, there are many of you who showed much more courage than others. Some of you were hush-hush about your courage, and you still are. I don't know if I call that courage, but others were vocal, like myself. Once the decision was made, Trump was our guy, I was vocal. I didn't care what you... The people tell me all the time, black people, Kevin, you're such a sellout. You know, I'm like, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter whether I'm with the new Black Panthers or I'm with Hillary Clinton's campaign or I'm at a bus, I'm on a train, or whatever. I proclaimed... my support of Donald Trump to anybody who would listen. And I didn't back down. Oh, man, yeah, Hillary, Democrats, whatever. Shut up. Donald Trump's the guy I'm going with, and here's why I'm going with him. And you shouldn't be voting for Hillary. And I said it. I was boisterous about it. You want to know why? Because I don't have fear. That's right. See, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. If you got the courage to do things, life is going to deal out a lot of things for you because it's going to say, yeah, you know what? I will go sailing down the Nile. I will, you know, skydive or do whatever. I don't have some courage in those types of things. You're never going to see me petting lions. But when it comes to this and what I have to face in a day-to-day basis, see, if I want to go pet a lion, that's a crazy thing I might do one-off. But you know what I got to face every day? I have to face leftists. And I'll be a coward if you put me out in some national park, in Kruger National Park, and say, Kevin, go pet that lion. No, I'll watch you. I'll live through you on that one. But you know what I will never be a coward doing? Standing up to a leftist. Never. I can be absolute about it. See, there's another thing about courage for those of you who do have fear. Courage is not the absence of fear necessarily. It's the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela said that. If you need some help, if you want to have a reference, if you don't want it to be Kevin Jackson telling you all this stuff. See, it's okay for you to feel fear, but you need to overcome it. Because once you overcome it a few times, you learn to discipline the idea that there will be a bit of doubt from time to time. You will confront these emotions that say, huh, I don't know, I'm not quite sure, but you'll overcome them. And eventually, you don't even have them. You're like me. You're a warrior. You get up every day and you say, today is a great day to die. And if this is the day that I die, I will die a warrior's death. And what you'll find about most of the left, they're not warriors. They don't even know how to fight. They're trained drones that do what they're told, and they won't even fight inside of their own thing. We will fight each other. We will, you know, sharpen each other's steel. Kevin, what do you think about this? I'm not sure. You better try. And I, well, here's my thoughts. And we figure it out. They won't do it. They're too chicken. They're a bunch of sellouts over there. They don't want to buck the system. It's too profitable or it's too easy. Look, I'm making money in academia. I make $200,000 a year to shut my mouth. Why would I open my mouth? All I got to do is go show up, get my tenure. I can do what I want. And even when they get their tenure, they don't want to rock the boat. In Hollywood, you got all these women watching other women get molested, raped, or whatever else on the casting couch. They don't even know who's behind them. Why bother to look? But the other women don't care. They got theirs. Meryl Streep's a well-known actress. She's got all kinds of awards. She's, you know, the belle of the ball. Every time they want to make a movie, Meryl gets the first right of first refusal. Why does she have to care that some young ingenue's got her butt jacked up on Harvey Weinstein's sofa cushion? He doesn't care. Do you think Wackademia cares that young co-eds come there crying, dropping out of school because, you know, professor is holding them hostage over their grades or whatever else is going on? You think they care? You think that all the women that talked about working with Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose and Tavis Smiley and all these other leftist pukes, you think they care? They got their jobs. They got access. They get a chance to date the next time or whatever. Fat salaries, all the perks. You don't, trust me, they don't care. The women's movement cares about women, yeah, as much as they care about chinchillas. It's a lie. It's all they are. They're a bunch of cowards and sellouts. And for the record, black leftists who dare call me and Uncle Tom a step and fetch it, coon butt negro, you name it. They're the biggest sellouts on the planet. Go to their jobs, cowtown to white men. Yeah, boss, yes, yes, yes. And then go home and try to be all Nat X. You ain't fooling nobody and won't even know stuff that's going on in the black community. You don't have the guts to say it to somebody because you're afraid. You ain't fooling me. You got no courage. Wouldn't know it if it came up and kicked them in the crotch. You don't develop courage by being happy every day. You develop courage, folks, by surviving through the difficulties of life, through the adversity that you're going to face on a day-to-day basis, and fighting through it. That's how you get courage. When you talk to your kids and you're all, oh, yeah, good try, nice, 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 you're not developing warriors. You're developing pansies. That's what you're developing. Aren't you sick of it? Have you not seen enough? Are you not entertained? I'll go gladiator on you in a minute. Y'all know it too, right? Heck yeah. Stop playing to people. Play to yourself. Play to your convictions. Understand who you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So there's a big brouhaha with Steve Bannon and President Trump. And here's what I want to say about this, because one of my buddies, and in fact, he's one of the producers of the radio show, a guy named Keith. Keith says to me, Kevin, I can't wait to get your take. Keith knows he said this. I can't wait to get your take on the Bannon-Trump controversy. And here's what you got to understand about Keith. Number one, Keith is an amazing guy. He really is. Great family man. And I don't know how in the world Keith ends up being a leftist and working for me. But we're buddies. And so, you know, we have these open, honest discussions. And in fact, I've gone on Keith's show. And we've had these discussions. And it's been riveting radio. But anyway, in his capacity with me, Keith says, Kevin, you know, what's your take on it? And he sends me a note. He says, I think Jared Kushner is going to be hung out to dry, whatever. He's got all these different theories, and it's all based on this leftist ideology. Now, Keith lives in Massachusetts. He's one of our extended producers. And so you have to almost forgive him there, because there's a certain amount of groupthink that occurs in Massachusetts that there's just no way around. But there are glimmers of sanity. Now, keep in mind, as I said, great guy, great husband, great father, great son, does just a crazy amount of stuff to help his mom and his family. He's a family guy. There's no reason for Keith to be a leftist. He thinks he's a leftist, but he's not. And so he buys into the nonsense of the left. And look, I get it. He's in the heart of leftism. Next to California, there's no worse place to be, you know, in terms of infected with leftism than Massachusetts. But I'll tell you this. Keith is forced to listen to this show every single day. And some of it has to infuse. Now, it's tough to break down those barriers, because it's not like we're having deep conversations about what I'm talking about every single day. But he has to hear the show, because he has to produce the show. And so he sends me this thing saying, what do you think is going to happen? What's this thing with Bannon? So let me just explain it to everybody so everybody's clear on what Bannon is. I believe this with all my heart. Bannon played himself up well with his association with Donald Trump. How that came to be, I really don't know, outside of Andrew Breitbart, the Breitbart organization, and the fact that there are some people who market themselves amazingly so. This kid, Shapiro, Ben Shapiro. It's all marketing. Ben's a sharp guy, but they say he's got the number one digital radio show. I've listened to his show. There's no reason for it to be that way, but that's not to be a slight against him. You know, Tide may not be the best detergent, but they market the heck out of themselves. So kudos to him. I watched Charlie Kirk, a young conservative, working a room once in New York, and I thought to myself, wow, if I had that kind of ability to network, I'd be a billionaire. You know, Charlie's a nice guy, but, you know, just being honest, I don't feel like he has the same panache that I have, but I don't have the panache that he has to work a room that way. That's the trade-off. We had one of my producers, Dave's retired, but he told me one time, Dave's one of the best radio producers on the planet, and he said to me one time, Kevin, if I had your drive, I'd be Rush Limbaugh, and it's true. Dave was inherently, he did enough to get by. It was just part of his nature. My nature is not to network. My nature is not to go to people and do this. So anyway, a little bit off topic, but you get what I'm saying. So Bannon's one of these guys that apparently marketed and got himself up to the level where he caught Trump's attention, and boom, he worked on the team. And when you don't know what a guy's doing, you think he's really amazing. Now, for me, having met Steve Bannon prior to his association with Trump, at least for anything I knew, I couldn't understand why he chose him. See, I talked to Steve a couple times before this all came to be, and I chronicled one time my second encounter with Steve Bannon. It was at CPAC, and I questioned his conservative creds in that instant. I was like, this guy, the interview we had was not a conservative questioning me. And so I'll talk about that more down the road. But I pegged him as a left-leaning moderate. So when President Trump chose him to be part of the campaign, I was perplexed, to be honest with you. And it made me question Trump, because I said, wow, if he's choosing left-leaning moderates, he may not have the conservative creds that I had. And that was part of my reservation, at least initially. Now, like I said before, whoever made it, and I was going to support him, and that's exactly what I did. But I'm refreshed to see that President Trump is nothing like Bannon. Now, Bannon made news with what I consider sort of a career-limiting move, with this statement that he just made, saying that in this June 2016 meeting between Donald Jr. and some Russian lawyer, he called it treasonous and unpatriotic. Now, I don't get this. He said he was interviewing with an author of Michael Wolff, for a book that's coming out. And he says, even if you thought it was not treasonous or unpatriotic or bad, and I happen to think it's all of that, you should have called the FBI immediately. That's ridiculous. So it's going to be in fire and fury inside the Trump White House. And anyone on to say this, they're going to crack Don Jr. like an egg on national TV. That is the biggest crock of nonsense. Look, I'm telling you guys right now, you rest assured, nothing is going to happen to Trump, to Donald Trump Jr., to Jared Kushner, or any of the actual Trump people that we're talking about here. This investigation has gone as far as it has, and I don't know why Bannon would do this. I mean, is that how you sell books? But President Trump fired back at him. And it doesn't get any more scathing than Donald Trump telling Steve Bannon, you better back out of my, you know, out of my business. And the note that he sent was just, I mean, you got to see the whole thing. We posted it over to theblacksphere.net. But he essentially says this, he's only in it for himself. And look, if Vegas holds odds on who's going to win this battle, put your money on Donald Trump. Now, the question that came to my mind was, are things not going that well at Breitbart? Because, you know, Bannon got kicked out of GOP heaven. And Breitbart, at the time, was doing great. It was getting 300 million views a month and whatever else. It was considered one of the top media outlets for conservatives. It surpassed all the others. But something's happened since then. Now, Bannon's been the belle of the ball, and I know this because I was with him in New York, said a quick hello, hey Steve, how's it going? And, he was mobbed. People are saying, oh, Steve Bannon. I had somebody call me and say, Kevin, we'd like you to speak at an event, but hey, could you happen to get Steve Bannon because he can headline? And I was like, I don't know Steve to that degree. The same thing happened to me, by the way, with Glenn Beck. Where everybody was like, whoo, Glenn Beck, he's amazing. And a guy called me and says, Kevin, listen, if you can get Glenn Beck, I'll let you emcee it. But things like that don't last. Look at Glenn Beck. In a year, I'm telling you right now, Steve Bannon's going to be an outlier. But if you want my take on it, Bannon's wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hope you will give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are. We've got a lot to talk about. We've talked about a lot today. Focus has been on courage. The very reason why President Donald Trump has accomplished so much. The very reason why Donald Trump threw his hat in the ring to become President of the United States and saying, I can do that better than other people, is because everything leading up to the moment where he took that, where he got sworn into office was built on courage, was built on the idea that, you know what? You can talk about my past all you want. I'm not going to be concerned about it. Yeah, I've been divorced. So what? Yeah, I've been bankrupt. So what? I can do this job better than that sucker that was in office before me. I guarantee you that. And in fact, Donald Trump said this. He says, I'll be the best president you've ever had. He said that. And I remember me personally going, wow, man, what a bold statement. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that's quite a bit of an ego that guy has. But you know why I'm happy that he said it? I can look at it in retrospect, is because he meant it. He looked at the job other people did and he says, you know what? I can do that better than them. Many of you said that. You say it about me when I'm on TV. Many people writing, Kevin, that was great. I love your segment on Fox, but next time you need to say this. You think you can do it better? And maybe you can. I challenge you. Do it. Do it. I have no monopoly on the best thing to say on Fox. I listen to people all the time. My buddy Dan Bongino, Sheriff Clark, many others, Larry Elder. I say, man, that was amazing what they said. I send them tweets and go, great job on Fox. You sounded great. I couldn't have added a thing. They listen to me. We're mutual admiration society. But you know the difference between us and you? We're doing it. And Trump said he could do it. I said it. I'll put it to you this way. I know for a fact I would have been a heads and shoulders better president than Barack Obama. But that ain't a bar too high to jump over. You could just step over that. You could wheel your wheelchair over that bar. It's an easy bar to get over. Why has Donald Trump accomplished so much? It's because he has the courage of his convictions. Unquestionably the best year one presidency in modern history. Perhaps history. And it isn't even over. We have a couple more weeks, 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before it's officially over. And they do the tally. I heard 2.1 million jobs created. That's what I heard. It was 1.7 before, but here's what I can tell you. The black dude, he lost 5 million. In the same time frame.
I'm looking at all the indicators. And I'm not talking about the fake indicators, the things that can ebb and flow and go up and down and at the whims of all kinds of stuff. It's particularly very wealthy people who want to manipulate the system. I'm talking about the stuff you can touch and feel. I'm talking about that job you're looking for. I'm talking about that person you know who's finally gotten that job and feeling a sense of empowerment because they're back employed. That's why Trump accomplished so much. He knows that feeling. He knows what it feels like when you achieve, when you go out and do something and that you get. Remember when you got your first paycheck? Do y'all remember y'all got your first paycheck? Do you remember? Not from me, for in general. I'll never forget when I got my first paycheck. I was like, whoa, what the heck is this FICA crap? But I was happy that I had worked and I knew the number of hours and I knew how much my check was supposed to be. And it was less. And then I got to questioning. But it felt good. Let me tell you, folks. An education happened in 2016 on November the 8th. And then you had one of the best years of your life. If it wasn't financially or whatever, it was biorhythmically. You know, in other words, you felt good. You might not have made more money. You might not have had the best job. The kids, you know, maybe didn't do what they were supposed to. And mama didn't, you know, whatever. But whatever was going on in your life in 2016, it felt good in 2017. Even your worst felt good in 2017. In 2018, it's going to be better than that. Because you're going to start to now kick that other stuff into gear. Whether it's the job, whether it's your relationships, some of them you jettisoned. Some of them you said, I don't even care about if you contact me anymore. I don't care if I talk to you again. I don't need you. God tells you clean up people out of your life too. Clean up things out of your life. Get rid of clutter because it's all vapor. It doesn't matter anyway. What matters is you find that little bit of happiness. You find that thing, that purpose for yourself while you're here, that deeper meaning. Because you're going to graduate to something different. Oh, they call it death, but it's not death. It would be different. Let me tell you why I can approach death differently. I don't think of death as death. I think of death as another rebirth. So why am I worried? I'm cool. There's a bigger mission for us, but we're serving that mission right now. Why has Trump accomplished so much? Let me tell you what 2018 is going to bring you. It's going to bring you the end of snowflakes. It's no longer being fashioned to be a snowflake, to be somebody that gets triggered using that word all the time. Oh my gosh, Kevin, it's like Marie Barf. Every time I sit next to that woman, something triggers her. I'm just waiting to pull the race card on her. Y'all watch out number one these days. You'll see. I'm going to pull the race card. What? Did you? Oh, Lord, did she just call me? What? I'm going to allude to something crazy. You know what this all, what 2018 has gotten rid of? 2017 made the end of the war on women. There is no more war on women. Well, at least not from our side. Well, did I say war on women? War on women. Not from our side, man. You know what 2018 put it into? Black thuggery. You're not going to have us endorsing black thugs that go out hurting people all the time and saying things like, oh, well, he just needs a daddy. He just needs a job. Whatever. It's the end of it. We're done with it. And on that subject, we're done with the targeting of law enforcement. My movie's coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out. Go check out the trailer. We're going to be doing screenings of that movie this year. In fact, we're going to do a screening hopefully this month. Worst case scenario, February. The movie's going to be out in March. You want to be a part of it, contact us, kjradio.com. Help us set up a screening. 2018 is getting rid of a lot of stuff, folks. We won't be glorifying illegals. We won't be allowing illegals like Zareta to come into this country illegally, multiple times be deported, or should have been, sit in what's called a fake sanctuary city, shoot somebody like Catherine Steinle, and get away with it. The end of that happened on November the 8th, 2016, and the process to get rid of it started in 2017, and it will end this year. We will no longer tolerate Muslim terrorists in our midst and people coming into this country to do us harm, those that are already here doing us harm, and we just ignore it, and we sit through a lecture of how we need to be more tolerant as Americans. That ship has sailed. And on that point, we're going to be looking at Islam, and we're going to say to the American people, this is not a religion. This is a cult. This is antithetical to anything religious, and it is also antithetical to the American way of life. And we will not allow it to flourish and expand in our country. And we're going to also get rid of the excuses that people use for failure. Grow up, liberal, and I'm talking to the leftists now. You're going to grow up and you're going to learn that everybody fails. And part of failure is a training for success. And the more you fail, the better that you're going to be in success. That's just the facts. They always talk about Bernie Sanders. He failed and failed and failed. The problem with Bernie Sanders is he didn't fail enough. He kept waiting for people to pick him up. And there were people around him picking him up. Stop picking up your kids. Stop picking up the people at your job. Let them fail. And then help them as they start to mature through it. That's what we should be doing. There are no more excuses for failure. There are no more excuses for leftist bullies, folks. The form of sexual harassers are the brain dead morons who still support Barack Obama. We're done with them. They're not. I'm not going to look at these people and try to give them excuses for why they exist. If you believe Barack Obama was a good president, you are a brain dead moron any more than you believe Hollywood is not full of bullies, that you believe Wackademia is not full of bullies, that you believe the media industrial complex is not full of bullies. They're all full of bullies, sexual deviants, perverts, pedophiles, cop-hating, anti-American, anti-military people, and you want us to look at them and go, oh, wow, you're all good, really good folks. You are nothing. You're nothing but a bunch of losers. In 2018, we are done with you. And I'm done with you on behalf of people. I don't know where that falls with a lot of you, because is this a lecture? Am I preaching? I don't care. Think of it what you want. I'm telling you what I'm done with, and I bet you got a lot to add to that. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. I'd like to know.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. The theme for our show today has been courage. And I've been talking about courage in all of its aspects. Donald Trump's courage on taxes, his courage to run for president. I've talked about how the left pretends to have courage going into the 2018 midterms. By the way, Happy New Year. Every time I say 2018, I just want to say Happy New Year. But they fake courage of going into the midterms with some sort of momentum. I defy you to tell me where that momentum exists. The courage that it's going to take Comey, and I'm going to use him as an example. He presents this courage that he's Mr., you know, I ran it by the book, when in fact he knows this year he's going to prison. The courage for us to have stayed the course when the left tried to tell us, oh, this Russian investigation is going to do this, and Donald Trump, and look at Michael Flynn and Papadopoulos and Manafort and all that. And what's happened? You stayed the course, and you said, you're not going to sell me on the concept of some nonsense that probably could have been sold had it been Ted Cruz or one of these other candidates that we had. It didn't work. Because you've gained courage. I asked the question, where are those crooked front men for Hillary Clinton, the Podestas, earlier in the broadcast? Where are the Podesta brothers? Mueller's now looking into their organization, which shut down abruptly. Where's the courage of the Clintons? Where's Hillary Clinton? Have you heard a peep out of her in 2018? What about Bill? Yeah, tell me who, Susan Rice? You think she's going to prop her head up? It's whack-a-mole whenever these people pop their heads up. And you want to know why? It's because you showed courage. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. But I'll tell you something else. It's what it takes to sit down and listen. To understand what's going on with the other side. And you've done that. You've listened to the other side for decades, and you can still make no sense of it. So you finally decided, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say something. Now my question to you is, are you going to do that throughout 2018? Are you going to let the silence of what you do go into the November election cycle, or are you going to start speaking up? When are you going to gain the courage to stop hiding in the shadows and to let people know, I voted for Trump, now I'm proud to tell you? Because he's certainly given you enough ammunition. There's another thing that you should understand about courage and confidence. If you have no confidence in yourself, you're twice defeated in life. That's right. Because you'll die a coward's death. I'm just telling you, folks, there's a lot going on in these little messages inside of the things that look that are big. The small messages are the ones that you need to be looking for. There's a guy who once said this. He says he was talking about assumptions. And the reason why I say this is because the left makes lots of assumptions. And he said this, he said, find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Now, I tell you this for a couple reasons. One, being able to listen, Trump does that very well. Not making assumptions. Trump does that very well. And so do you. You meet people. We all do. We meet people and we go, yeah, I get it. You know, he looks like he's all tattooed up or whatever. And, you know, people might be quick to say, oh, he's this or that. We want to figure it out. But the reason why we're winning and the reason why we will continue to win is because we are always looking for the righteousness of it. No political agenda per se. It might seem political to the people on the other side of it, but it isn't a political agenda. We're looking for fairness as it truly is defined, not this pseudo-fairness that says bring in illegals, and even though it's unfair on citizens, that's okay because we want their vote. See, if bringing in illegals meant that we were going to improve America, what we would do is we'd say, look, we've got laws. We understand we can't do that, but let's do this legal system and try to get these guys in quicker because we need them to build the railroads or to build big buildings or, you know, to pick our beans. I don't care. We would gladly accept that, but we're not going to accept the other thing. Anyway, there's a saying, men make history, not the other way around. And the follow on to it is, in a time when there's no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs, folks, when courageous people act. And that's the only time you're going to find progress, is when somebody has the nerve to say, I'll buck the system. And that's where we find ourselves at right now. And let me give you another little tidbit. And this was Billy Graham said this, and I just remember feeling so empowered by it, but it's true. He said, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spine of others are often stiffened. And I could go into that in glorious detail. because I know many of you have had your spine stiffened, and we actually joked about it when we would do our little commercials and little cuts. They call them bumps. Here's the net. Donald Trump's done more in his first year while being obstructed than Obama did in 8 years while being undeservedly praised, unanimous. I mean, just across the board of in terms of leftism. And they don't want to recognize this. And I find that incredible. I want to move on. I want to talk about Pakistan because Donald Trump cut aid to Pakistan. I think, did we talk about this? We cut like $255 million that we were giving to Pakistan. And it reminded me of the show we did on truisms. And there's a truism called "Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You." But Pakistan bit America's hand, and they've been biting our hand for decades. But unlike these other hapless presidents, particularly Barack Obama, President Trump said, we're no longer going to feed the dog. Now, $255 million, that's like a rounding error to the U.S. budget. But still, it's a big amount of money to Pakistan. I didn't bother to look up their GDP, but it's a significant amount of money. Now, when he cut this, Pakistan decided to call it blackmail. And here's what they said, according to the BBC. They dismissed as blackmail Donald Trump's threat to cut U.S. aid over what he called an unwillingness to negotiate with Israel. A spokesman for President Mahmoud Abbas insisted Jerusalem was not for sale, a reference to Mr. Trump's recognition of the city as a capital of Israel. Mr. Abbas was not against negotiations, he said, but they had to be based on, quote, international laws and resolutions. So they dismiss it as it's blackmail. Let me tell you, it will happen. He will cut that funding the same way he'll cut the UN's funding. And what I said when he made the announcement originally was the war on terror is no longer going to be fought by the United States, nor will we finance it. And why should we? I mean, these are the people that claim they want to help us. Look, we're the shining city on the hill as far as the world is concerned. People may be mad when I say that, but it's just a fact. If you're emulating to be us, if your people would gladly forsake your country and come to America, maybe you ought to take a listen. So the courage that it takes for Donald Trump to say, not only are we going to stand with Israel, we're going to take your money away and you can do what you want. We're not worried about what you do in the way of terror. We used to justify sending these clowns money because we said, oh, well, they help us fight terror. They don't help us fight terror. They use our money to finance terror. So if I get, it's like me giving you $100. If $10 goes to fighting something and $90 goes to not doing it, to actually promoting what you're against, what does it matter? And that's essentially where we were. And here's what they said. The United States does not plan to spend the $255 million in fiscal 2016 in foreign military financing for Pakistan at this time. The president has made it clear that the United States expects Pakistan to take decisive action against terrorists and militants on its soil, and that Pakistan actions in support of Southeast Asia's strategy will ultimately determine the trajectory of our relationship, including future security assistance. And he's talking about Israel being able to do what it does in managing the Middle East. It's more than time we took a stance. And Pakistan, you can call it whatever you want. Call it blackmail. This is a warning not to Pakistan. It's a warning to every country in the world that takes America's funding and claims they want to help us. You want to help, you're going to take a dollar from us, you're going to live up to it. No longer will you get away with this type of nonsense. I got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.